This is the CJ Berlin Show.
Hello, it's your friend CJ, and this week we examine the reasons why Israelis are widely regarded to be the world's worst foreign tourists. But first, please remember to like and subscribe to our show, and don't forget to turn your notifications on so you never miss a single episode. Now let's get into it. Why is it wherever Israeli tourists go, from the beaches of Thailand to the temples of India, the locals dread their arrival? This isn't about anti-Semitism, this is about TripAdvisor. This is a specific, recurring phenomenon that has been documented across the globe. The often aggressive behaviour of Israeli tourists in foreign lands. Even Jewish media outlets describe Israeli tourists as ugly, rude, aggressive, and arrogant. But curiously, Western media outlets shy away from criticising Israelis, no matter how atrocious their behaviour. Despite negative characterizations of Israeli tourists being shared by governments throughout Asia and South America, along with the Israeli Foreign Ministry, which recently launched a campaign to improve the image of its citizens abroad, because it can no longer afford to ignore the obvious problem. The problem being, Israelis believe they have the same impunity to mistreat locals in foreign countries, the same way they mistreat and abuse Palestinians at home. Abhorrent Israeli behaviour doesn't emerge or occur in a vacuum. It is manufactured, it is taught, it is the downstream product of an ethno-nationalist ideology, a political culture, and a military system that convinces Israelis they are exceptional, and therefore, rules and laws do not apply to them.
You deserve the same, you treated the same. Let's put it that way.
I think not. I think that this is the nation of the Jews, that the Jews should have more rights than non-Jews.
Like, give me an example of a right that a Jew should have that a non-Jew shouldn't.
Right now, there's a right for Jews to come to Israel and to get U.S. citizenship, which isn't for all non-Jews. Well, this is the land of the Jews. All the Jews can come and live here. I think that Jews should have more rights than non-Jews.
The arrogance is not incidental, it is baked in. It is the logical expression of a settler colonial psychology that says, I have a right to steal your home and land. You exist only to serve me. Your indigenous culture, your customs, your rules are inconveniences to be bypassed, not traditions to be respected. These racist attitudes are the byproduct of a system designed to brainwash every Jewish Israeli citizen. And these are not just my words, but the words of Daniela Weiss, who leads a Jewish settler political party in the occupied West Bank.
Why don't you explain to the Jews in the United States what is exactly behind your thinking? I explain. But I'm laughing because the right word for it, you have to brainwash all the time. You have to say, to explain it, to live it, to cope with it. My husband says to me, why do you speak to your children all the time about Zionism, pioneers in Judea and Samaria, settling, and all my family are settlers here? Because this is the only way to continue Zionism.
Yes, she actually said that Zionists must forever commit to brainwashing and indoctrination, a process that starts in Israel's kindergartens, where Jewish children are not taught history, they are taught racist colonial mythologies. That the land was empty until European Jewish migrants made the desert bloom. That Palestinians hate Israelis because they're Jewish and not because the state of Israel illegally steals, occupies, and colonizes their land. You know the rest. But the point here is that Zionist propaganda not only dehumanizes Palestinians, but also it de-civilizes the general Israeli population.
אני מדמיין שכל פעם אני רואה מולי ערבי מת, זה ממש שמח אותי כבר יותר.
אז מה יקרה למסגד?
You see, by the time an Israeli child reaches the age of 10, they have been handed an upside-down moral universe, one in which Israel is always the victim, always a defender, and never the aggressor.
Why does it have to happen to us always? Why is it always the Jewish people? We didn't do anything. Like, it wasn't us. Like, we really didn't do anything.
Critics of the Jewish state would say, you guys started this war by attacking Iran about 48 hours ago.
No. We did not start. No. The Jewish people, Israel doesn't want to ever do a war.
Zionist indoctrination blends racism with militarism, a toxic cocktail that perpetuates violence, hatred, and arrogance towards anyone who is not Jewish. It's from this well of hate that the ugly Israeli tourist springs. Because if you build a society based on the domination of another people, then it's unlikely your citizens will know how to treat the rest of the world with dignity and respect.
Israeli children are exposed to violence from young age, and they are socialized to normalize it. In kindergarten, primary school, high school, through textbook lessons, holidays, memorial ceremonies, children in Israel are indoctrinated into ideologies that justify, perpetuate violence. Take, for example, a holiday of Hanukkah, caught in Israel not a celebration of light, but as a nationalistic parable of Jewish militaristic heroism. So is Purim, Passover, Day of Holocaust, Memorial Day, Independence Day, and the days of commemorating Bar Kokhba uprising against Rome are all days in which children and adolescents are indoctrinated to be militaristic, nationalistic, and chauvinistic.
This system of racist indoctrination is why you can take a Zionist out of Israel, but you can't take Zionism out of the Israeli. And one only has to look to the behavior of Israeli football fans to know what I'm talking about here. Take Beitar Jerusalem FC, for example. It's regarded as the most racist football club in Israel, and its fans are considered the most racist in the world. And they want you to know they're damn proud of it.
Yalla Beitar!
Now, what do you think happens when proudly racist Israeli football fans travel overseas to watch their teams play? Well, I'll save you the suspense. We know what happens because we saw what happened when fans of Maccabi Tel Aviv traveled to Amsterdam in 2024 to play the Dutch football club Ajax.
Fans have been here since Wednesday, and they have wreaked havoc everywhere. They've been chanting horrible things, especially also what is happening in Gaza. They've vandalized numerous buildings. They've ripped off Palestinian flags. They've been inciting for violence, and they have only been protected by the police.
the city of Amsterdam has since approved a motion to declare certain foreign sports clubs, including Israel's Maccabi Tel Aviv, unwelcome in the city if they are deemed to have contributed to occupation or racism, which is a welcome move, given the vast majority of Israeli tourists are in their early 20s and have spent the previous 2 or 3 years serving in the Zionist army, an institution built on the premise that one group of people, namely Palestinians, have fewer rights, fewer claims, fewer entitlements to dignity than the Israeli soldier standing over them at an occupation checkpoint. Every Israeli is trained to reinforce a system of structured dehumanization. And when you build a society around a founding myth of chosenness, reinforced by a military occupation, sustained by Western impunity, and wrapped in the language of perpetual victimhood, what you produce on the other end is a citizen who moves through the world as though it owes them something.
I'm sorry, but your money, but my money, okay, build your country.
Oh, wow. Okay, keep that, keep.
So,
what are you doing here?
Go out of this country. You live here?
The Zionist.
What are you doing here?
The Zionist. They've been
shut up.
The Zionist game. The Zionist game.
Hey, what are you doing? You're touching me.
You're the one touching everyone.
Where is? That's real original. Whoa.
Touch this shit, man. Don't touch this shit. Don't touch this shit. Give me this shit.
This is what occupation does to the occupier. That is the tragedy here. Not just for the people of Southeast Asia or South America who have to tolerate their rudeness, the haggling in bad faith, the noise, the disregard for local norms, but for young Israeli people themselves, who have been so thoroughly marinated in a culture of exceptionalism that they've lost their basic human capacity for humility. Travel, at its best, is supposed to dissolve the ego. It's supposed to remind you that you are small, that there are a billion ways to live a life, that the village in the mountains was doing just fine before you arrived and will do just fine after you leave. But you can never arrive at that humility if you've spent 3 years learning that your boot pressed against somebody else's neck is justified, necessary, even righteous. You see, the problem with Israeli tourists is not that they're Israeli or Jewish. It's the machine that made them. And until we're willing to name that machine, to look at the occupation, the indoctrination, the cultural impunity that Israel's Western backers have enabled for 70 plus years, we will keep having this conversation. Because bad tourists don't just fall from the sky, they are built. Which is why you, me, and everybody else has a moral obligation to not only boycott the state of Israel, but also foreign Israeli tourists, especially when almost all of them support genocide in Gaza and criminal wars against their neighbors. Follow the lead set by hotel and restaurant owners in Japan, Thailand, and Spain.
Invitado, gracias. Fuera de aquí. Matas Palestina, vais a comer en Gaza. En Gaza y cerveza buena. Nada. Fuera. Matan gente, vienen a hacer vacaciones. Fuera de aquí. ¿Qué justo sábado? ¡Viva no! ¡Viva Palestina! ¡Libre! ¡Viva Palestina! ¡Libre! ¡Libre! ¡Libre!
There will never be an incentive for the state of Israel to stop committing war crimes and genocide until ordinary Israelis pay a price for their complicity in said war crimes and genocide. This much should be obvious. But I can promise you this, that one day the Zionist fever dream will break, causing the Zionist state to collapse under the crushing weight of its criminality and cruelty. And we will be here to report every step of the way if you can help keep our show alive, remembering that the Israeli lobby successfully pressured YouTube into demonetizing our channel 6 months ago. Therefore, we kindly ask that you please support our effort to expose and confront the Zionist lobby and other injustices in the Muslim world by becoming a member of our show at patreon.com/CJWerlemann. We can't produce, sustain, and grow this show without your help, and we offer exclusive content and other benefits to those who do. So wherever you are listening or watching, wherever you are, good night, good morning, and stay blessed.